This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. I'm at the march happening in front of Philadelphia City Hall on day one of the Democratic National Convention. I'm out on the streets of Philadelphia in front of City Hall, where thousands of people gathered to march against the business as usual that the Democratic Party establishment is hoping will happen at this convention. The march is being led by none other than Cornel West, Chris Hedges, and others.
We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%.
Let me tell you what they're thinking up in the Wells Fargo Center. They're scared. They're scared because you're standing up. Because democracy is finally showing its face to defy the corporate coup d'etat that's taken over this country. Because the propaganda that they spin out, the lies, the use of a security surveillance state, is crumbling in the face of resistance, and you are that face. There is a Democratic convention taking place in Philadelphia, but it is not in the aptly named Wells Fargo Center. It is here on Broad Street. They're scared. They're scared because they know how corrupt and gamed and rotten the system is, better than any of us do. If we stand fast, if we hold fast to the moral imperative of revolt, come what may, come the threats, come the efforts to discredit us, we will overthrow, and let me repeat that word for the Homeland Security who are present, overthrow. A system that has had made war on the poor, made war on the working class, made war on children, made war on truth, made war on education, made war on medical care. And we are here to fight back, to wrest back our democracy, to take back our country. And they know it, and we won't give up. Vote Green.
Susan Roberts Emery. I'm here to support the movement, the revolution. It's up to us. We are the people. We have to take it to the streets. It was never about one man. It was never about Bernie. It's about this. It's.
What are you going to do at the? Now that he's not running anymore, he's not going to be the nominee.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. The superdelegates, when the superdelegates vote and the vote total comes in, and if Hillary is the nominee, this movement is now shifting to the Green Party, and the Democratic Party will lose. They will lose their power. The Democratic Party is over.
And then what do you say when people are going to blame you for Trump's presidency?
Sorry, they blamed us for George Bush when 240,000 registered Democrats in Florida voted for George Bush in 2000. So the Democratic Party is about propaganda and lies. They do not care about the people. They care about only 1% of the people at the very top.
And you're going to vote for Jill Stein if...
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a registered Green. I registered as a Democrat to support Bernie, but my values are not with the corporatist elite of the Democratic Party.
Where are you guys from?
Nevada City, California.
So this is the March for Our Lives march put on by the Poor People's Economic and Human Rights Campaign, calling attention to the situation, to deep conditions of poverty, inequality, poor schools in Philadelphia. And what we have is a blend of supporters. So we're just here to support and document what's going on. Well, I came up, I had to see what was going on. I had to see what was going on here at these protests. I know that there's going to be 30 plus protests. People are completely seeming to not accept the attempt at unification by the Democratic National Convention. People are particularly agitated because of the release of emails, Debbie Wasserman Schultz emails, and I think also now some emails by Donna Brazile showing that Bernie Sanders supporters were right all along, that the campaign was rigged. I am not seeing the Bernie bus crowd back down. I've interviewed a couple of people and everyone has been saying they're absolutely not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And so, Chandrai, what do you think is going to unfold in the next few days? The convention has just begun, and Bernie Sanders is speaking Monday night. A lot of people are very upset. Some of the delegates say that they're going to vote for him no matter what. And the street protests are pretty strong too. However, the street protests are geographically totally cut off from the convention.
Yeah, that's right. These street protests are far from where the convention is. I mean, I think people, I'm going to be interested to hear what Bernie Sanders has to say, especially in light of these emails. But I know that there's a lot of protests planned. I've heard something like 30 plus protests, direct actions. This protest, I've heard, doesn't have a permit, and so it's not going to be business as usual at all. And you know, we'll see. I think there's definitely going to be some resistance.
My name is Shutiska Thanathiu. I'm out here at the Bernie Sanders rally in Philadelphia, at the Democratic National Convention, holding down the energy, representing youth voices, indigenous voices, out here in the streets.
And what do you make of everything that's happening? Do you think this election is kind of energized more Americans than we've really seen in a long time?
I feel like whoever gets elected for this just gives us 4 years to get our shit together to elect a real president that is really going to represent the voices of the people and actually create change in this country, the change we want to see, the change that Bernie Sanders has inspired. Bernie Sanders has inspired a movement. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like he's going to be our president, but he has inspired a movement that will carry on with the lives of every individual.
What do you make of this fight between the Bernie or bust folks and the Hillary folks?
I feel like it's not a choice of choosing for Bernie. It's choosing for all the work that we've done in the environmental movement, in the climate, in the justice movement over the last 80 years. All of that work goes to waste if we elect Donald Trump as our president. It's not about voting for Hillary Clinton. It's about voting for a world that isn't going to be messed up by the decisions that Donald Trump makes on our behalf. It's tough, and it's literally a battle of the lesser of two evils, which sucks, but we cannot allow Donald Trump to be elected as our president. I mean, you know, as a Latino, as a Mexican-American citizen, like, there's so many issues that are so important to me that are going to be so messed up if we allow Donald Trump to become our president. And I just feel like we got to put our ego and our pride aside to really...
What do you say to the Bernie or bust folks?
It's, do not let the movement and the hope that Bernie has brought to the world, do not let that die with this generation, because we can carry that on and continue to fight for justice and fight for a righteous political revolution. It may not happen this time, but we got to hold that close to us so that during the next election we can really create and continue that political revolution that we want to see. We cannot allow Donald Trump to be our president. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We won't vote for Hillary. Hell no, DNC. We won't vote for Hillary. Hell no, DNC. We won't vote for Hillary. Hell no, DNC. We won't vote for Hillary.
Rosa, what are you doing on the streets of Philly?
I'm marching with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, demanding racial justice, economic justice, and freedom for all.
So a lot of folks are chanting Jill, not Hill. I'm assuming you're one of them?
Of course, I'm a Jill Stein supporter. Of course, I ran in 2008, voted for Cynthia McKinney, voted for Jill and Sherry in 2012, and we'll be voting for Jill again this year, because we have to break this duopoly. We have to break these corporate parties. And if no one knows by now that the Democrats are worse than the Republicans after the WikiLeaks, leak, I don't know what else to tell people, but this is our time and this is our streets right now.
Are they hearing us though? Are they hearing you? The convention is so far from where people are marching.
Yeah.
Of course, by design.
I think we don't have to worry about the people inside the convention. We're the people. The people are here in the streets, in these buildings. The people are working. The people are the paramedics in that ambulance right now. Those people in the convention are the 1% of the 1% putting on a corporate, their own corporate reality show, just like the Republicans did last week.
What about those who say now is not the time to break the duopoly because of Trump?
The time. We never vote. We never vote out of fear. We vote for our principles and our ethics. We don't vote because we're afraid of Donald Trump, because for black and brown people, Trump's America already exists. If people don't want it to exist, period, then we break the two-party system this year, now and for good.
Do you think now you have more leverage than other times because of Trump?
I think this will be an amazing year for the Green Party. I think it'll be an amazing year for all third parties. And I think with what just happened last week with the Republicans and this charade that the Democrats are putting on right now, when they try to stop their own own nominee, Bernie Sanders, fair and square from winning that nomination. I think they've completely exposed themselves, and this is the right time. The crack is in the wall.
Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, Sonali.
This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.